Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Everybody, and welcome to the Give No F Cosplay Variety Show number 9 after 2 weeks off. And tonight, your hosts are Constance, Drew, Mandy, and yours truly, Pat. And it's been a long 2 weeks.
But a good 2 weeks.
Yeah, very good 2 weeks.
Also, I think we're really low.
Everything's turned up.
I don't know.
Off the truth, it's fine for everybody else. It's just my phone.
Yeah, how's the chat? How do we sound?
I think
I forgot. There's like a delay. But since it's been 2 weeks, there's a lot of things that's happened that we haven't talked about. MMR barbecue, which, yeah, that happened at Thor. Yeah, right before. Yeah, we didn't get to talk about that. Yeah.
That was right before the week we were getting ready for cosplay stuff.
Yeah. And then Awesome Con. Yeah.
That's weird that I didn't hear myself.
And our addiction to Overwatch.
And then we got a book in the mail. I'm doing this. We got a book in the mail recently, too, called Ass Goblins of Auschwitz.
It seems pretty awesome.
I'm going to vote that we read a chapter of this a week, starting next week. Because I really want to read this book and on air. Because someone just left this in our mailbox. It wasn't like it was mailed to us. It was just sitting in our mailbox.
And it smells like cigarettes. It's pretty weird.
I can't hear Connie.
I can hear Connie.
Can you?
Yeah.
I can hear me.
Okay.
It's just really low.
Well, they say it's fine on their end.
Sounds pretty loud to me. Good. Maybe you should turn up your phone.
My phone's all the way up.
Oh, maybe you should have a better phone.
So my headset's breaking.
It's all about MMR barbecue, because we can get that over with pretty quickly.
It rained.
Yeah.
A lot.
But
we were in VIP.
Part was walking through the VIP bathroom, though, so we'd have to wait in line. And then he got all, like, fucking drenched.
Yeah, but they had like the free deodorant in there, so it was like it was antiperspirant, helped wake the water away.
VIP.
VIP. But, like, every band was pretty decent. I mean, 6 a.m. No offense, the lead singer's terrible live.
Fair.
You can tell he's overproduced. Like, I thought it was a cover band at first.
Shinedown, it sounded exactly the same live, except kind of better.
And Disturbed put on an amazing show as usual.
So good.
Like they did. Like a 4 or 5 song, like cover song in a row, which was just outstanding.
My favorite part was thinking, who the hell is Collective Soul? I've never heard of this Collective Skull. Collective Soul, my bad. And then I'm starting to play music and me thinking, oh shit, they were the people that wrote the songs in every movie I watched as a kid.
This is the world I know. And then, freaking Three Doors Down was awesome.
Like, they were really good.
Straight rock band.
Good.
Like, no, nothing on stage, just them rocking. And they were, like, really good live. But Disturbed, though. Disturbed was so good.
Sound of Silence. Gotta see that live.
What was the name of the Nine Inch Nails song they covered?
Closer.
Okay. All I remember is something like, fuck me with, like, a cannonball.
Fuck you like an animal.
Oh, animal. That makes a lot more sense. Sounded like you were saying cannonball. And I was like, that's weird. That sounds like it would hurt. And they also did Killing in the Name of.
Oh, so good.
Teenage Wasteland.
Well, Bob O'Reilly. What was the other one?
Song.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, what was it? Killing in the Name of. Closer. Oh, U2. They did a U2 song. I can't remember.
Yeah,
which
I still
one.
Haven't found what I'm looking for. I forget. I don't know what the name of the song is, though.
Yeah, Disturbed really missed their calling as a cover band.
Pretty much.
I mean,
they can do both.
I don't know why they just went on to like have like 6 number one albums.
Mm-hmm. It's like, come on, Disturbed.
You can be at bars. Being great, but Shinedown. That guy has fucking vocal power. Insane. And they did Simple Man, which was nice.
Yep.
That was really good.
And if you go on Instagram and look at Haiku Maven, you can hear Drew singing it.
I still want to post the Sound of Silence, because I did film that. I filmed some of their cover. I have to post those videos soon, too. I just keep forgetting.
I was sober by that point.
Yeah, right?
Poor Mandy didn't get to go. You've seen Shinedown before. You actually got to see all the songs that Drew wanted to hear.
I know. Bullshit.
We had to cut the cord, though, and that was
fun
live.
Yeah, but I really wanted to hear all of Sound of
Madness. Yeah, Mandy heard all of Sound of Madness because that's what the tour was at the time.
Mm-hmm. Love
and
that.
And I got a really cool shirt, and I have no idea where it is.
That's tragic.
And Jen got to join us.
Oh, that's true.
You got my Ass Goblins book wet.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get your ass wet.
My Ass Goblins.
Your ass goblins.
I water on my ass goblins.
But, all right, fucking MMR barbecue now. Awesome con.
Lots of fun as usual. Love Awesome Con.
Oh my God, I'm still tired. Still trying to recover.
Right
now. It got me sick. My voice still hasn't fully recovered.
I was the one like doing all the yelling.
I was going to say, yeah, I had to yell for a session. It like killed me.
Right.
I said it on too. Huh? I didn't
know. Yeah, but you talked.
You talked.
I have to scream like for an hour and a half.
Three,
I have to
two,
scream everywhere.
One, rotate.
It's just talking normal.
For me, it's screaming because I am too low.
You should probably exercise your vocal cords a little more.
Yeah, yell at the kids more.
Yeah, come on. Just yell at them. Beat them.
Kick them while they're down.
Oh, man. Terrible parents.
Oh, but Awesome Con. I can't even.
Connie had a sweet Tomb Raider.
Thank you.
It's very awesome. That bow that we spent like a million hours working on.
Oh, my God.
You can ask Pat. He listened to me in party chat as I Dremeled it.
And as I Dremeled it. I Dremeled too. The Morgan. Probably
true.
Have to do my dream cosplay.
That was pretty good.
The annoying fucking necklace.
Pat was Jack Harkness. How'd you feel about that?
I didn't think that's cool.
I mean, like, I was only on the floor for, like, a half hour.
Yeah.
And I was in the room the whole time. And then, you know, Saturday, or Friday and Saturday, I was in the Deadpool.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Was it comfortable? Was it terrible?
No, it was hot. Actually, I think it might be hotter than the
Brutal.
Really?
Yeah, I think I have to. But I still have to get it to form to my body more. There's still too much open space in the costume. So I need to form it to my body.
It all made out of Under Armour. So we can see every detail of your
body.
Yeah,
I really want spandex. That's really one of my ones.
Every detail.
See all the rolls.
All the balls. All the balls.
Please, no.
Man, you did Harley Quinn. That was pretty good. She also had her new Renoa. Looked very excellent.
Thank you. And I finally got to do a photo shoot.
I know, right? You found that sweet church? I think that's what
I mean, like at the con, someone did a fancy photo shoot, and I got to go to that.
About that.
Yeah, her and our friend Isabel, who was lightning, which was a steampunk lightning that day, which was badass.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And it was a fang, right?
Yeah. I took her card, but I don't know where I have it. It's at home, I think.
She had a really good Tifa on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but Awesome Con. Got to do some speed dating, too. We met some couples that we put together last year.
And we bought the perfect weapon for Heather.
We did. Ruby.
Because normally you can find her sickle sniper, whatever it's called. And it's like 8 feet tall because it's an anime, and anime weapons are always ridiculous. But, you know, Heather's 13 and she's small, so we found a small one.
So I couldn't resist buying it. I mean, it's still kind of heavy because it's still big, but it's not as big as it normally is. So it'll be her perfect size. Thank God.
Gonna be excellent.
And what else, though? There was like. Yeah, well, we had three
couples, man.
So it was really cool. So the first couple that came up was they brought their friend to sign up for speed dating. And it was really cool because I remember them both. But they were, like, really happy that, you know, they found each other. And, yeah, I'll just leave it at that. A lot of PDA. And then another couple came up, I remember, because the girl was Batgirl last year on the Friday speed session. And she met her Nightwing.
And they cosplayed together.
That's adorable.
And then the other two met in the LGBT session. And they said, like, you changed my life. And that was, like, the coolest words I've ever heard anyone say to me.
The one girl I remember, because she was this really awesome Captain America.
Yeah, it was her. She's the one who said you changed
her
life.
I follow her on Instagram.
That's cool.
I'm just going to throw this out there, her Instagram name. By Furious Cosplay. It makes me so happy.
That's awesome.
Heather said, hey, nerd.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
She's a nerd.
Did you hear?
Probably.
No. She logged in a few minutes ago. I'll have to call her later. Thanks to her.
My favorite part about the whole meeting the couples thing, though, is when, what's his name? Was it Peter, the guy that does the programming and stuff? The one that dropped off
the
travel
guy,
check?
Yeah.
So he comes over to the booth, and it's just me and Connie there. And he's like, yeah, yeah, I'm just dropping off the travel check. You know, I love having you guys out here, speed dating, et cetera. I've known Ryan for a million years. And I'm like, dude, yeah, no, I love Awesome Con. It's one of my favorite cons. And he's just going on about how, you know, Ryan's just paying us to say that. As we're having this conversation, two of the couples walk up to get their pictures taken with the banner. And he's like, what? No, this is staged. This is staged. There's no way this is happening right now.
It was beautiful. It was so perfect. We made him take the picture. It was great.
It's fantastic.
Made me happy, though.
And, like, we got to see our favorite people that we've met from last year. Nicole, Jennifer, Brian, who's the real MVP of the whole weekend.
Real MVP. Oh, the sandwiches.
Made us sandwiches, brought them to us.
Got to see Jess for about 2 seconds.
I didn't get to see Jess. Fuckers.
She's only there for, like, an hour.
Brian also bought us chocolate.
Oh, yeah, I ate so much chocolate because of him. It's delicious. And Sarah.
And Sarah, who helped us all weekend. She's awesome. And she helped set me up.
We introduced her to rum and Guinness.
You also introduced her to shower beer.
I forgot about how excited she was about the concept of a shower beer.
It was the best. It was really funny.
I'm just remembering. She's like, I'm going to go try out that shower beer thing. And she comes out of the shower and she's like, that was the greatest thing I've ever experienced. So much fun.
It's a good weekend.
And we got to make new friends, like we always do.
Mm-hmm.
Hate meetings.
New friends are the worst.
I thought we also ran into Serenity's Revenge cosplay, Mark, again.
I know. I only saw them Friday, because, you know, I get stuck in that fucking room.
Walked around the side, I made sure I...
I wish we could have hung out with them. I feel like we don't get to hang out with them.
Well, they're going to be at Otakon. Hold on.
We'll see them.
Yeah, okay. We'll have to hang out with them at Otakon.
Mm-hmm. Man, I'm so tired. I'm exhausted from it.
They're not careful. They're going to think that we only hang out with them because of Intraventus. Intraventus, whatever.
We hung out with them because they're cool.
I know, but what if they question that? I don't know.
What? Suck my nuts.
He would.
No.
Please.
I'm just going to throw it out there. That was at a gay bar on Saturday.
The
so
gay
are
bar!
You? I know. I was going to bring it up. I just didn't know why.
So we went to a gay bar for Saturday night to the unofficial after party because we didn't want to go to the real after party.
My balls didn't get grabbed at the gay bar, though. No?
Yeah, your butt got grabbed.
One step at a time.
You weren't even buying raffle tickets.
One step at a time. We're going to go through this night. So the official after party costs $20 a head to just get in, which is dumb. So we decided to go to the unofficial gay bar one, which was amazing. They had the best music because it was 80s night.
Oh, my God.
They
so
played
good.
The best shit. They rickrolled everybody in the house. So they had a costume contest and raffles going on throughout the night. The options were for, what was it?
It was like $3 for two tickets or something like that. Or it was $10 for foot to groin, which I didn't hear him. I assumed it was foot to groin. And I was like, whatever, I'll just do it. And it was more accurately described as heel to balls. Because he started at my heel
and
he stopped
balls.
Until he touched my balls.
Drew's balls
like,
got
touched. Was it like a touch, like a gentle rub?
It was like,
or was
it was
like
the side of his index finger rubbed right up against the side of my balls where they're meeting my thigh.
Wait, did he like move his finger a little bit to like give it a little like gauge?
It kind of like slid across them. So like I'm going to assume he was doing that like I'm trying to cop a feel without like copping a feel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're losing like chat users. I'm pretty sure it's really funny to me, actually.
They're all homophobes.
Yeah, go away.
And Mandy and I won third place in the costume contest with our female Harley Quinn and a female penguin.
I'm sorry.
As well, Mandy had the only other straight guy besides Pat and Drew find her and hit on her. The only
straight
guy.
Hey, man, so do you want to like go somewhere alone and like talk about this some more?
Only Mandy.
Who's hilarious.
Mandy doesn't want to talk anymore.
and the dude that was in LGBT speed dating looking at Connie and going, please save your friend. Please save your friend. She has no idea she's getting hit on right now.
So funny.
That guy was cool.
That guy was awesome. The best was when I told him about the raffle tickets. He's like, there's no raffle.
You just paid someone to touch your balls.
when he called you guys.
He called us breeders. What brings a couple of breeders out to the gay bar? Why aren't you at the Awesome Con after party? I'm like, dude, because first of all, it's official party. And once you put official and party together, it does not sound fun. Second is a $20 cover charge. Third, have you heard this music? No fucking regrets.
Right, dude. Oh, it's so good.
We're no strangers to love.
I think we left a good moment, though, because I heard they just got naked. The gay guys at the bar got more and more naked as they went on. So
that's
we
expected.
Left and we did.
They started out pretty naked, so. I don't know how they got more naked without being naked.
The music was like. Like, we came in. I forget what the first song was. I just know I hated it. But then it went into, like, Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, which
yeah.
I was upset it wasn't Deadpool for that. Right out of it. And then
Michael
Wham.
Jackson,
well,
Black and White.
Well, yeah, but it was Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Wham, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go,
mm-hmm.
and then freaking Culture Club.
Oh, man.
It just made me regret getting out of Deadpool.
Pat left before Journey. Could have filmed me singing Don't Stop Believing, too.
Yep, but I filmed you singing Never Gonna Give You Up and put it on Facebook,
course.
Though.
Of course. It's a good song. What? Don't judge me.
Nothing,
I told everyone at work that I had a great time at the gay bar. That guy that was Iceman was like, thank you so much when I told him that I had a great time at the gay bar.
Iceman, you're so hairy.
Iceman, your chest is so hairy.
It was the best.
I was like, this is so stereotypical right now.
It was beautiful. It was such a good time.
But, I mean, like, speaking of which, like, so, like, we had, like, a contest with the other four cons that weekend because it was the Game of Con for Sci-Fi Speed Dating, who we work with Ryan with, who gives us the opportunity to do these awesome things. And I really thank him for that.
Right.
But so all I know is from what Ryan told me, so usually the numbers for like speed dating, like you get 1.5% of the attendees who go to the con, which is normal. You know, not everyone is going to a con to find love. We did like 2.4.
Nailed it.
Oh, yes.
And like, yeah, we couldn't beat Ryan Glitch. I mean, he's the master.
Yeah.
But
I think we blew that percentage out of the water at New Year's Party Con, though.
But I think also, too, I think. Like, my favorite thing is our LGBT sessions were the largest out of everyone. So
That was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, like, those sessions are always, like, fun because everyone's so laid back and everyone gets to talk to each other, and it's always a good time. What was your favorite cosplay for the weekend?
That we saw or that we wore?
Saw.
Well, I heard there was a John Cena.
I couldn't see him though.
Everybody jumped for the microphone, just so everyone knows.
I have the jump. It's right in my hand. I won.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Pat and Manny jumped for the third microphone.
I think the yip yips were mine.
I didn't see them.
Because they're just walking around going yip yip, oh yip 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 yip. It was the best. I regretted not recording them. They were the best.
The steampunk bell. That we saw really in the one speed dating session, because that's when I get to see cosplays when they come to me in the room. Steampunk Lightning. Mm-hmm. That might be biased, though.
Biased. There's this really cool Tomb Raider.
Nicole had a really cool Psylocke in Zatanna, though.
That's true. I loved the corset for Zatanna. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I know, like, the one volunteer girl, like, loved her Daenerys. I don't watch Game of Thrones, so I really
haven't. Daenerys was, like, perfect. So freaking spot on.
Mm-hmm.
I liked hers a lot. Apparently for Zatanna, it was just stuff already in her closet. That was beautiful.
I did that once.
Yeah, right?
Cool.
Maybe? Drew? Favorite cosplays?
I have no idea.
Because you can't see.
I don't remember.
I did see a really cool Eric Draven, but I didn't get to get a picture.
Can it be from Wizard World as well? Because I saw a picture of someone from Wizard World that dresses Joe Dirt. He even had the cart with the giant poop on it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude, I have a picture.
I have to see this.
I saw it. I sent it to my mom. Hang on.
Also, don't forget about Brad's cosplay.
Oh,
Brad
is like definitely my favorite cosplay.
Great again.
That's so good.
That's got to be my favorite.
And now I put that on my own page. I didn't put that on Give No Fs. What to post on Give No Fs? Oh my god, he looks like him too. That's amazing.
He has a giant face turd. Oh, I'm so happy. This is beautiful. Beautiful cosplay.
Mm.
You made me happy. Oh my god.
Tifa was cool too. She was I bet children Tifa.
Yeah, that was a really good one.
And so is fucking Fox. Serenity of Revenge is.
Yeah.
Oh,
I fucking missed it.
Why can't I remember
the Twi'lek.
The name?
I can't remember the name.
I know. That was
Darth
amazing.
Darth Talon?
I think.
It's Darth Talon.
I'm just upset I missed it.
Dude, it takes her
five hours
to get into that makeup. 5 fucking hours. It's insane.
I
get annoyed when I take an hour.
I get annoyed when I have to put on my shirt. I'm like, oh, I got to get out of bed and put on a shirt.
I have the worst clothes.
There's people here. I can't sleep naked.
I know.
I have the worst.
I had to wear my boxers.
Find your gloves.
Not being able to find my gloves did suck. But everyone still said I was a great Captain Hammer.
You're just making me feel better, bro.
No, I'm not. Shut up. I don't have gloves.
Stop being so cos positive.
God. Cos over positivity.
Oh, my God.
It's really cool. Black Canary that we went with.
Oh.
Yeah, Sarah's Black Canary was really good.
Black Canary.
Comfort style.
She's always cool to hang out with. I'm trying to think of who else and what else we saw there, but everything's a blur.
I know. I was so tired all the time.
I meant to do the 3D image thing while we were there when I was just with Morgan, but I never did it. Because we're dumbasses.
Because we're retarded.
I would have loved to do that real quick with my Morgan.
Yeah.
Or even as Tomb Raider, which one I wanted to do it as. A Tomb Raider was good.
You probably lose the detail in the bow and stuff, so it's not really worth it.
You saw everything have those little details.
I don't know. Not quite as detailed as your bow would need to be.
That's true.
Oh, we need to get a little model of Illyria from them.
Oh my god, I would love to. I would carry it around with me forever.
They make models of pets from pictures that you take of them.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, how they're
amazing.
Our dog's going to stay still.
The vault.
There, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is that?
Oh my god, he's pointing a thing.
So the person dressed as a four person had the dog?
I didn't see her.
You saw a picture, though,
I
right?
saw a picture, yeah.
Dude, that dog had the perfect cosplay. He was perfect. He looked exactly like the dog from the game.
Was the service dog?
Well, it had the service thing on it, but, you know, it's not like she needed to have a service dog. But I guess it's been trained, so she's allowed to have it in. But, oh my god, the dog was wonderful. Such a sweet dog, too. She was wonderful. God, some cosplayers. So good.
Also, I want to give a shout out to the guy, the one volunteer who was part of Brute Squad, Greg. Greg, the guy who let us in through the side doors. Real MVP, so we didn't have to walk around.
I hope he's listening.
I hope so, too.
Why would he be?
Because he asked about, because we mentioned the radio show that we need to, like, talk about AwesomeCon. And he's like, oh, you guys do, like, a podcast? So I gave him our card. I told him we do it on Wednesdays.
Holy shit. That'd be funny.
I know.
Also, there was another Brute Squad person who was pretty cool, too.
Was it the...
She sat in the session.
Okay. There was a Brute Squad dude that I met that was asking about speed dating who really wanted to do it.
Yeah. It was Vicky, Sarah's friend. She was really cool and funny. Boat shoes. That's all I'm going to say.
She gave me cookies. She was sitting down because I was only at the table. She sat down for a moment, ate food, and gave me cookies.
Boat shoes.
She tried to steal my freaking coat. Because she was, like, freezing, so I gave it to her when I was talking to her on Sunday, because she was sitting right under the vent.
That's like when you were, like, well, she's like, yeah, I like guys with boat shoes. And Pat's like, yeah, she's only interested in guys whose daddies can get them out of any trouble no matter what.
Lawyer dad privilege?
Yeah. She didn't deny it. Actually, she embraced it and said it was her type.
I mean, let's be honest. Who else wears boat shoes?
Well, she says she's from Annapolis, so makes sense. There's a lot of boats there. Mandy, what was your favorite part of, like, the whole weekend?
Getting hit on at a gay bar. Hate you guys.
Not even by a girl.
girl.
Although that shadow was checking you out.
Yeah, she was.
She was all up on you.
Get some.
Man, you got to talk to her. That's speed dating.
Oh, yes.
Get it.
Mandy pulled the Drew, and she's having the LGBT session.
I'm just saying, we don't need a sit-in, but it is the best to sit in. They're always so cool.
After you're done dying, your favorite part?
I don't know if I have a favorite part. There were a lot of really cool parts. Tell us about the cool part.
It was a photo shoot, let's all be honest.
The photo shoot was up there, but then I realized I wasn't wearing my ribbon.
I was about to say, it probably wasn't because she forgot the ribbon.
So I was kicking myself afterwards because I didn't realize till
it's
done.
It was like such a small little part that at least you had everything else.
Small
yeah, but
to
it's Mandy.
You.
I mean, it's a small, like, hardly noticeable part. I mean, we're going to look at the picture. It's not going to go, oh, she's not wearing the ribbon. They're not.
I am.
Yeah, but the people, other people looking at the pictures aren't going to do that.
Have you been on the internet?
They're not. They're not.
That's true. Well, most of them won't. Some of them are going to be like, you're not even Asian.
Right, they're going to say that. You're not Asian. You're not
not in
a video game.
I don't know.
She
don't
looks
know
it.
She
I don't know.
Yeah, but neither is that chick from Ghost in the Shell, so.
Right.
She's a fucking android.
I know, right? That's exactly. But people are complaining.
We're not getting into that.
Yeah, let's not do that. Because that'll just make me angry again. She doesn't have a nationality. She's an android. Anyway, whatever.
Well, plus the maker, the creator, said that he never had a race intended for her. So.
Let's move on before we get SJWs. I just think you quit. I made you quit, did I? You know my
thing? Actually, no.
Should we take a moment and read a chapter of Ask Goblins?
No, I was thinking we should probably go to the second commercial break and take phone calls for Wizard World since
chapter
we weren't there.
Only 2 pages long. Well, 3.
Is it really only 3 pages
yeah.
long?
3? It's like only 2 or 3 pages. Look at this. Here's chapter 2.
No, we can't.
Here's chapter 3.
We need to read it first to make sure.
No, we don't.
This is an adult radio show,
but we can read Ask Goblins of Auschwitz.
Let's go to commercial block 2, and then we'll start taking calls for Wizard World people.
Fine. Here, let me read it.
Heartwell, blah, blah, blah.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson with TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or
simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
So, we're going to start taking calls now from people who went to Wizard World. I'm pretty sure Jason's going to call. So, the phone number I put in the Facebook event group, but if you're listening, the number is 718-508-9883. So, if you want to call, also, if you're listening, you went to AustinCon, you can call us about that, too. I also want to give...
anything else you did this weekend.
Yeah. Or, like, MMR Barbecue or, you know...
If you've read Ask Goblins of Auschwitz, I would like to hear your opinions.
And, you know, also I want to give a shout out. There was like a person we met at AwesomeCon who was willing to hold a seat for me so I could sit in the Rob Perlman session, but, you know, speed dating. But it was a very nice gesture.
Man, that person was fucking quick. Let's see what it says.
It's the Give No F's Variety Show.
Thanks for calling. You're on the air. This is calling.
Yeah, this is Derek. I'm the guy that does the racer.
Speed racer.
Oh, hey, man.
What up? Yeah, hey, how's it going? Yeah, I was at the Wizard World.
Cool. So how was that since, you know, we weren't there?
It was actually quite hectic. It was actually quite wild. Went crazy fucking Saturday.
So you only went Saturday?
No, I was there all 4 days.
So what was crazy about Saturday?
What's that?
So why was Saturday crazy?
Oh, because everybody, like, showed up for the Chris Evans and Chris Hemsworth meet.
Oh.
To be fair, crazy. Saturday is crazy at any con.
You're crazy at any con?
I'm crazy at every con.
You're crazy at every con? It's crazy every day.
Every freaking day. Bitches be crazy.
So what are your favorite parts of Wizard World?
I got a photo out with fucking, what's his face? David Duchovny.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nothing else was good, though? Just that part?
Hell of a cosplays.
Dude, I saw your picture with Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
Dirt. He was funny. I'd say the best cosplay was, shit. In
the
my
best
opinion,
cosplay
I think Joe
was
Dirt
shit.
Was my favorite. Yeah, shit.
Should it, like, so the, part of the Joe Dirt cosplay, the shit. That was your
yeah,
favorite
the
part.
Big giant, yeah, the giant space toad.
Giant shit, I got you.
I think you heard you say the Joker before I really spoke over you that.
I said the Joker?
I don't know, I didn't hear what you said.
Oh no, it said that it was just pretty much just the Joe there. It, pretty much everybody
no.
else there was just dressed as like the Winter Soldier or Captain America.
Okay.
Probably for their photo ops.
What's that?
Probably for their photo ops.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, you're going to be at Itzacon, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be at Itzacon. Oh, are you guys going to be there?
Yeah, we're a featured guest. Like, I think we were, like, one of the first ones he announced, and now he's announced, like, a million. So, it's all, there's, like, a lot of people going to be there, which is cool.
Yeah, my featured cosplay group is going to be there, too.
That's really cool. Do you have, like, a cosplay plan for that con?
What's that?
Do you have a cosplay that you're planning to do for Itzacon yet?
Yep, I'll probably be doing just my most popular one, which is probably the Speed Racer one.
Fair enough. You don't really see Speed Racer. I don't think I've ever seen another Speed Racer cosplayer.
Yeah.
I actually did see I did see a Speed Racer at the Saturday at Wizard World.
Just tell him to get the fuck off your turf.
Well, I didn't even have to tell him. His girlfriend was just like, "Oh yeah, he's got you beat with the hair and the helmet." And I even showed my friend the picture of him. My friend's like, "Oh yeah, you blew his cosplay out of the water."
Get wrecked.
Get wrecked.
Nobody messes with the UBE.
What? You don't fuck with Coopersburg, man. You don't mess with the
exactly.
Sea Racer Seaburg, man.
It's right near where we grew up.
Coopersburg?
What's up?
Oh.
Yeah.
You grew up around Coopersburg?
Dude, we've had this conversation.
I don't think he knows who you are, Drew.
You don't know who
I
am.
I remember Drew. I fucking saw you this year at Great Philly and last year.
Right?
You
yeah,
bonded.
We bonded last Great Philly.
Yeah, we talked about fucking Palisades.
And
yeah.
you setting stuff on fire.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's
the bathtub
on fire.
Shh.
Then I didn't say anything.
He's the man, the myth, the legend.
I wouldn't call myself a legend, you know.
Dude, everyone talked about the kid that got expelled for setting the trash can on fire.
Well, I mean,
Which
I did have t-shirts made, too.
So I'm saying, it's like, you gotta be a legend. It's already at the point where the story is warped.
What?
What's your guys'
right, cool.
What's your guys' next con this week?
Yeah, we're going to Harrisburg this weekend.
Ah, well, I guess I'll see you guys there.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
I'd be so tired.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to be Harkness all weekend because I don't sweat as much in that.
I still have to decide for that one. Probably one of my new ones. Ugh.
And thankfully, Jason's going to let us chill at his house, so I don't have to drive all the way back home.
True.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, man. I guess I'll see you guys at Harrisburg this week. You guys have a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we'll see you.
Yep. How you doing, dude?
All right. See
you. Yeah, see you, man. Have a good one.
You too.
Oh, you're welcome. Later.
Later. All right. This is probably the 12th Doctor. Calling. No, wait, not 12. Is it 12? No, 13th. 13th Doctor.
What?
Is it 12? Where are the number? I don't know how numbers
There's no
work.
13th yet.
There's no 13th yet?
No, bitch. No, doctor. Bitch.
There's too many numbers.
I don't know how many doctors there are, so.
We're at 12.
Hello, the doctor?
The variety show. You're on the air.
You're right.
Hello, it's the doctor?
Doctor
Welcome
Who?
To the show.
No, not Doctor Who. Never mind.
Doctor Strange?
Oh, I like him too. No. It's Jason, also known as the 12th Doctor on cosplay, of course.
Doctor House?
Doctor.
Go on.
Doctor.
Standing around.
Spies like us is so good.
So, Jason.
What? Heather, War Doctor is 9, so yeah, 13.
What up?
What?
13!
Heather got my back. She said there's 13 doctors.
Only 13.
Someone else just texted me saying, well, John Hurt was technically 9, so yeah, that would make Capaldi 13.
But he's still considered the 12th.
Yeah, considered the 12th.
Technically, there's 13, but he's considered the, Capaldi's considered the 12th. So, there.
Heather said, sorry,
good
Jason,
job, Heather.
But go ahead. How was your Wizard World weekend?
It was pretty good, other than being the 12th Doctor. Some people say 13, though. But, yeah, it was cool. I didn't really waste time waiting in line for autographs and photo ops, so I got a chance to walk around. I got a chance to go to 3 of the 4 panels I wanted to see. And my friends and I, non-cosplaying friends, actually, got to take photos of me. And you've seen a lot of them already, and there will be more coming up. The panels... I went to the Back to the Future panel. I was on the 4th row because my buddy hooked me up with one of those attendance passes. And the X-Files panel. And the Haley Atwell panel. Technically, Agent Carter panel. But
so, I saw you got some pretty awesome pictures. I like the one that you have with the Philadelphia skyline in the background.
Yes, there's lots more of those to come. I'm only leaking them out slowly on the cosplay page, and you'll be seeing a couple more. I mean, I have enough to go through probably another month or two of pictures. So.
I mean, that cool skyline one looks like really awesome.
Yeah, it pretty is. My friend just decided to do it. We went to Dilworth Park, and we took a couple photos there. And I was only intending to do a couple photos here and at the con, but they said, hey, why don't we go over here? Why don't we go over here? I'm like, okay. And I was like, they're directing me. So I was like, okay. I'm only going to have this in my hair for another couple hours, you know, let's get this done.
Yeah, it's really cool when, like, the photographers actually tell you how to get in place, because I literally have no idea what I'm posing for pictures.
That's why I love the Ginny of Land Photography, because she told me what to do, and I was like, all right, this works for me. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah, we don't know what that we're doing half the time.
Yeah, that's why I go straight, goofy pose.
You going straight what?
You don't
goofy pose.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can only do grumpy doctor poses, so, you know, that's what he is, grumpy. I can do grumpy, that's easy. I can point a sonic screwdriver at various things and look like I'm actually intense, so I can do that. So yeah, as long as I have something to point the sonic at, I'm probably good. Good for a good picture at least. But smiling, I crap at smiling. I'm crappy at that. So I like doing anything where I'm not smiling.
Smiling's for losers.
Yeah, cosplayers don't smile. Come on now, that's silly.
It's like a miracle if you get Mandy to smile for a picture.
That's why I always have to be there and say things to Mandy, and she smiles.
Mm. Right.
It's easier with Harley Quinn though.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I got Mandy to smile once. By saying, man, you smile like you're not getting stabbed in the stomach.
Damn it. Was that when Lightning put the sword up to me?
Pretty much.
So what was that? There was this photo shoot, Mandy, you were doing?
Someone scheduled a Final Fantasy shoot at Awesome Con, and 3 of us showed up. The photographer was really good at directing, too, so that was really cool.
Yeah, I liked all those photos, I think.
I don't have those yet. The ones we posted for Renoa was ones that I took.
I helped.
And then Drew helped.
I was also lighting.
The other ones, he said, will be up in about a week.
Oh, that's awesome. So, yeah, so I got a couple that haven't posted yet, and they'll be coming up in the next couple weeks probably. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Now about the panels real quick. I'm totally nerded out over Back to the Future. I mean, to see those guys, Michael J. Fox and Leia Thompson, Angus Sterloid, all there in the, you know, right up on stage, didn't have to sit in the back, got it right up in the, you know, 4 rows of back, and it was really cool to see them, and Definitely the Coveney and the actors from the X-Files also were definitely cool to see. Because, you know, I'm older than all of you guys, and I do appreciate that awesome retro goodness that is.
How old are you?
And don't tell my age on the radio show. I'm in my 30s.
All right, so am I, but you said 30s, so it's probably older than me. All right.
Yeah, over 35, yeah.
Get wrecked, old man.
That's why I was playing the doctor. That's why. Because I'm an old man just like him.
So it was this weekend, thought I was like under 25. I laughed.
Yeah, you want me to get you an AARP card?
Yeah. No, I don't qualify for that yet. No.
Probably better than my fucking insurance I have now when I went to the fucking doctor last week.
Could be a young
person.
How about you gripe more?
Wait, how was Michael J. Fox in the panel?
He pretty much, if you see him in interviews recently, he pretty much is the same. He kind of moves a little bit, so you don't notice anything from the Parkinson's. So he moves around a lot. Like, he's not shifty, but he just, you know, does what he does to hide that fact. And he was good. He responded to everything well. He didn't, you know, he could understand what he was saying, how he was talking and everything. He was super broing it with Lucifer Lloyd. It was like Leia Thompson's in the middle. It's like, you better get out of the way. They're gonna go bro hog on me. She's in the middle. I'm like,
yeah, it was giving me a hard time, Andy.
What?
So was there like a lot of other doctors there that you saw? Since like Doctor Who seemed to be at Awesome Con with, you know, Capaldi, Clara, Chick, and Barman.
Yeah, I mean, there were a few here and there. I always had to, you know, always wanted to go up to them and say, doctor, doctor, you know, that kind of thing. Or I would go up to the guy and say, hey, I remember you. You used to be me. That kind of stuff. And then randomly pointing to Sonic at definitely Doctor Who fans, ones who were wearing, you know, coats or TARDIS dresses or something, just point at them and go buzzing at them. That was always fun. I usually got a response out of that. Random people that weren't Doctor Who fans probably wouldn't like me doing that, but it was definitely fun pointing at random people and just buzzing them. So that was cool. I only saw a couple of 10th Doctors, not an 11th Doctor here and there. But, I did see other Doctors, but just the newer series ones, not any of the older Doctors. Would have been fun, but hey, you know, it's a Comic Con, and I expect to see a ton of Doctor Who characters there.
Yeah, maybe we can run into each other when I do Harkness and get some pics.
You should get a coat for that cosplay.
Say that again?
You don't have the coat yet, do you?
No, I have it.
He just wasn't wearing it for the only picture we took with him wearing the costume.
Yeah, I got like literally one picture taken of Harkness. Well, two pictures. The group picture and someone else took a picture and sent it to me. I'm just personally not happy with it. But that was just me.
There's something else I wanted to... Yeah, that sounds awesome, though. There was one other thing I wanted to bring up, though. You know how long the lines were? I don't know about Awesome Con, but, you know, Wizard World, you got lines that are hours long. My one friend wanted to get autographs from all three of the Back to the Future actors. It took him almost 2.5 hours, and he did the photo op too. But just 2.5 hours just to get autographs. I mean, if you were getting one for Chris Evans, you probably would be there all day for him because he definitely had the longest line of anybody at the show. I even heard that, not the thing about the, you know, a fan trying to kiss him, which was fake, but the one where he just had to take a break. Tom Hiddleston also had to take a break. Just had so many fans coming up to him and, you know, asking for autographs. I mean, if you're a human being, which I think we all are, that's really tiring. And if you have to sign stuff for hours, you know, autographs, I'm like, it's a lot to get these actors. They come out here and they're great and all. I don't know how much they pay them. But they know a lot of fans that want to get pictures or get autographs with them. And Wizard World overbooking, like usual. These guys are really, you know, gracious, and they seem really attentive, all the fans and everything like that. But, yeah, That's hours and hours of your life just to get 5 seconds maybe with this actor, you know? That's why I don't waste my time with that stuff. I've seen everybody I've wanted to see, and I just want to get out, show my cosplay off, and hang out with friends, you know? Waiting in lines is not really my idea of a great con, you know?
Yeah, I usually don't do panels. Well,
yeah,
I don't
do panels or celebrities because we don't like the whole lion thing.
I mean, because
I'm cool with staring at
panel extra money.
I'm not going to wait in line the entire con day just to meet somebody.
And when you have to pay $150 like average per actor to get a photo op or any of that kind of stuff, and autograph tickets and stuff, you could buy them at the show. But it's like, really? I mean, some people, it makes their life, you know? They got to see this actor, and they signed something, and they got to talk to him. But, you know, it's just not worth it for me. I really can't say anything to these people. At least Grace Billy, I can kind of go over to them and chat a little bit with them and not have a huge line. But
fandoms
Wizard
for rich people.
Who's rich?
Fandom is for rich people.
True, true. I mean, I didn't want to go off on a rant on that, but I just had to get that out there.
It's not true at all.
I mean, shows like Great Feeling RetroCon, you can talk to the person a little bit, but they're not as big, you know?
It's the reason I don't want to go to Wizard World.
Wizard World. Yeah.
Wizard World we used to be able to. Like, we spent a whole weekend with Nicholas Brendan.
But now it's so commercialized. It's like, what's the point?
Exactly.
Well,
Awesome
we
Con
did Blues Brothers there, too.
I didn't get to see.
Awesome Con, all the celebrities were in one area when last year they were against like the whole back wall, kind of almost mixed in with vendors and such. But this time they had an end of
I thought it was the same setup.
It was the same setup. Yeah, it was.
Artists kind of spread more into the vendors last year. This year they were completely separated. I remember because you used to kind of be able to walk by and walk right up to them, and this time you couldn't just walk up to them anymore.
No, there was a huge gap between the artists and the vendors, because Pat walked over to get his picture taken with Jason Mewes, and I could see him doing it from our booth.
But it wasn't that big of a gap. I mean, sure, it was for some of them, but they also had against the one Ross, like, celebrities as well. Mm. And you could just walk up to them, where this year they kind of like...
Well, you can still look. I think the only ones you couldn't walk up to were Barrowman, Bill Nye, Pearlman, and the other two authors.
Right.
Everyone else you could walk up to them. Because the Frozen Chick was like across from the artist alley, like an artist alley thing. So I think what happened was because they knew how many people they were getting,
they separated out a lot.
Because I heard Capaldi went until after the con was over.
Yeah, for like 2 hours, I heard.
Yeah.
Wow.
But Jason, it's great hearing like all your opinions and things of Wizard World since we weren't there, so we could live through you and your eyes.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks for being awesome, haha, and being back on the air after a couple of weeks off. And I think you feel better. Hopefully, no one's got con crud, and I'll sit and listen. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, thanks, Jason.
Thanks for calling, man.
All right, I want to talk about something important. Dude, Overwatch is so fucking good.
It really is.
It's so good that Mandy likes it and plays it a lot. Mandy's playing a shooter-ish.
It's like Team Fortress. If Team Fortress were, like, a lot more fun.
And made by Blizzard.
No, don't say that, because, like, that's 50-50 a detractor.
I'm the only one here who hasn't played it yet because I was too busy crafting while you were all playing it. I tried to make you play earlier. I was adulting.
She was. I'm at one point, I'm proud, but I'm also disappointed.
Fuck you.
Like, it's nice having a cleaner room, and like, it was really good you being an adult and all. But at the same time, you didn't shirk your duties for video games. Who are you?
I did watch Californication, though. A lot of it. I'm more than a season ahead of you.
What the fuck? You're watching it for like 4 days.
I know.
Heather Sediva's the best character.
Heather, no. She's allowed to
Manny
have her own opinion.
Know.
I know.
Manny's only played two characters.
I've played a lot.
She twitched through her playing all of them.
She did.
Not
all
of them.
All of them.
I didn't
That's
get to all of them.
We should all play the weekly brawl.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Yeah, I do want to do that.
That's how you get good at characters.
Maybe I'll play tomorrow after work. I'm not playing tonight.
Oh, if you do that, I'll buy it tonight. I'll install it so we can play together.
What?
Yes.
Heather. Because Manny said Heather no, so she said Heather yes.
Heather, I agree with you. Deep is a really solid character.
Deep is really good, and that people are bitching on the internet that she's underpowered
or
fucking losers.
Don't play her,
no
right.
offense, they're not
like,
losers. Yeah.
They're like, Deep is a tank. I can walk in and do whatever I want because I'm stupid.
Heather could probably play better than them.
I
know.
Literally watched Diva yesterday just destroy a whole team by herself. By herself. It was ridiculous.
Right? Doesn't just mean that you soak damage. Tank means a lot more than that.
In the little watching that I was able to do in between Dremeling, there's only one character I want to play as.
Winston?
Oh, no. The Roadhog?
Roadhog. I want to play as Roadhog.
The Mako
so
skin?
It looks fucking fun.
Oh, there's a guy with a pirate skin, too.
But that one has a shark skin.
I know. I'm just
shark
saying they have some really cool skin.
He is with the shark skin. He has a treasure chest on his shoulder.
I saw a fan art example of Pirate Junkrat. Looked really good.
I saw someone had this skin and it made me really happy that there's kind of like a Dick Tracy skin for McCree. I really want it so bad.
Pat one stick. Pat one stick.
You heard it live on radio, guys. Pat one stick. Tracy skins.
I hate me players, though. Oh, look, I had this shot perfectly lined up. I'm going to use my L to... Oh, look, it's a fucking wall in front of me by my own teammate, blocking my own shot.
Abergas said he would be in chat, but he's listening and playing Overwatch.
Jeffrey,
I'm proud of you.
There's a board where you have to, like... either move a car or stop it from moving, depending on which side you're on. The one time I had a Mei on my team while we were moving the thing, and she kept putting her wall in front of it, it looked like she was trying to sabotage her own team.
Sounds like something people would do on the internet. I'm going to throw it out there, though. I have one moment that was my favorite more than any other moment. More than watching Mandy fall to her death and get player of the game. More than, you know, sniping and one-shotting Zenyatta's Widowmaker. It was watching Mandy kill her boyfriend repeatedly. He would come up, he would be a sniper, and Mandy would say, "How do my rockets taste?" Because they're delicious.
I don't know. I had a... really cool moment as Tracer where I took out like the whole team and again a control area. I don't know. There's like the game's really good. There's a lot of moments to be had in that game.
I want to play MOBAs.
I'm not gonna lie, it's one of the more balanced games I've ever played.
Other than fucking what is it?
Diva's ult?
Yeah.
Even with that.
I mean, yeah.
Like it doesn't happen often enough that it makes it a huge game changer. It's just annoying that I can't get away from it.
Oh, and fucking Junkrat, like, one-shotting everyone. But it makes sense. They're explosive.
He one-shots.
And it's really hard.
Tracer.
And it's really hard to hit them. Huh?
He one-shots you because you're Tracer.
Yeah, I know. I made a joke today, like Mark posted something about, like, the unbalance, and, like, they're talking about McCree. I'm like, yeah, if, like, Junkrat, McCree, and Widowmaker are on a team, that means I can't beat Tracer this round because they can all one-shot me.
Yeah. But
actually, I love that about the game, that like changing is so
easy
because
yeah.
it it's all about countering. It's like a chess match if people weren't dumb. Like,
yeah.
That's the whole thing. Like a lot of people still, I'm not going to say dumb, a lot of people are still playing it like Call of Duty, not playing it like a chess game. So if you play it like a chess game, you're going to win.
Well, that's why people think D.Va is so underpowered. They try to pick her as a pub stomp hero. And that's not what she is. You need a decent team to be a good D.Va. And not like a decent team to be a good D.Va, but like to play her right, you need people who aren't just going to be dumb.
Yeah, I mean, that D.Va I saw was carrying the whole team. Like, I could not have a turret. Like, she was doing things that I didn't know were possible. I learned from watching this player because they were just ridiculously good.
Right? Or like watching Mark play D.Va. That was like, or Jeffrey play D.Va.
Oh, Mark's really good with D.Va.
Mark's really
good. Really good with D.Va. Probably not even listening to our show.
Right? He's getting fucking plugged and shit. Mark Knuckles. Someone message this kid.
Does he have a Facebook? Like a? I had to ask him.
I don't think he has a Facebook page. I've never seen him have
one. He does
one.
Awesome cosplay.
He really does.
He is the Pink Ranger. Right?
Pink?
No.
I thought he was pink. What is he
red?
Red.
Red.
Whatever. It's the same color.
Well, he does.
He's actually white.
He does the Kel cosplays.
Yeah, right? Does he have his Knuckles cosplay? What? Why is Drew dead?
I'll tell you later.
You can't tell you on the show.
Can one of you guys message me?
Yeah, I can.
Or else I'm gonna be like, think about this whole show and not doing this show.
Man.
I suck at Hanzo and Genji so bad.
You suck at everything because you get wrecked.
I like playing as Genji, except I don't know how to use his ultimate well because I'm terrible at melee. So I try not to use him.
I just love how, like, we just tell people, hey, buy this game, and they buy it. It's worked, like, every time so far.
We need to schedule a 6-for-6 someday, since you can pick the whole time.
Well, yeah, I think that group we made is well over.
And now Connie is dead.
You're like...
Hashtag inside jokes.
Hashtag inside jokes. Oh, man, I'm just, it's like sad. I'm actually happy we're doing the show again. But I'm also like really excited to play Overwatch.
Yeah, I know. I want to play Overwatch right now. Jeffrey's fucking playing it. Jerk.
Little butthole.
I got to watch Mandy play it.
There was also a Final Fantasy 14 patch recently, so I'm like really torn.
Mandy. Justice reigns from above.
Huh?
Justice reigns from above.
Not when I do it.
Heroes never die.
Heroes or never say die.
I don't know why Heather's telling you to do a Deadpool screen.
What does that mean?
Do a what?
I don't know. She just said Connie, Deadpool screen.
Deadpool screen?
Wow. Because Heather has taken to painting these little tiny mini canvases and recreating artworks on them. Like, she recreated the Van Gogh Starry Night on a little tiny mini canvas. It was magical. I don't know how the fuck she did it, but it's so good. So she wants to recreate the Screamer with Deadpool, but like the full painting. So that's something she's going to work on. It's pretty magical.
Can the background be like a dream scene of Deadpool and Cable where Deadpool's putting like sunblock on Cable's back?
True picture? No.
Yeah. Have you read Cable
you
and Deadpool?
Yeah, but no.
It happens a lot.
Yeah, but no. It's going to look exactly the screamer painting, so it's going to be Deadpool. So the screamer. All
right.
She's recreating artwork here, Drew. She's an artist. You don't know what you're talking about.
I know. I never know what I'm talking about.
Damn sure you don't.
Unless it's Blizzard.
I want to play Mobile.
She did the background already.
She sure did the background already. She would do that, but she did the background already.
I can't wait to see it, though.
Oh, killing me with that, Heather.
It's going to be good.
I should get, like, a tattoo of, like, you know, Batman.
Of Deadpool.
Deadpool tramp stamp.
On your butt.
Tramp stamp, or no.
Has to be tramp stamp.
Yeah. I want to get a tramp stamp of Deadpool going like, whew, did you catch a whiff of that?
I thought you were going to do the other one. You normally say that's a lot less appropriate.
Or going, oh God, not the face. I also want to get the archer tattoo like on my shoulder with a banner like under his face where he's holding like, a gun looking to the side. And the banner says, I swear to God, I had something for this.
Oh, I thought it'd be more like his face. Like, I do me.
Oh, when you watch Flash, season... he's taking a sip of his drink.
Did you see season 6 yet? It's on Netflix.
We just started
watching it.
It's pretty good.
We're on like episode 3 or something like that.
When they redo
The Office?
Yeah. Oh my God. Just kidding. Everything's exactly the same. We just saw like the episode with the mountain climbing. The target that's which in Axe's power.
Yeah.
Oh no, it was Irish.
You know what's funny? I was thinking of Romania the entire time. Fucking RJ. Shit.
How is Ireland and Axe's power?
Oh my God. She quit.
But
and Bob's Burger season 5, start watching that too.
I still think we have to watch season 4.
I need to like start. I'm also on season 5 of like Doctor Who. I watched like the first few episodes with Isabel and I had to keep watching. Seems like a whole different like filming perspective and everything from the older shows. It's weird. Because it's like all in HD now and shit.
So you're saying the Ninth Doctor, he brought you in?
Oh, yeah, Eccleston. I like Eccleston a lot.
Never forget your first Doctor.
You can never forget
Eccleston. I mean, I saw the older stuff.
Oh, okay.
But
Eccleston's a man.
I like Eccleston a lot.
Eccleston's amazing, yeah.
He was really good. He was really good at camp and going serious.
Mm-hmm.
Although David Tennant won me over. Actually, if it wasn't for Jessica Jones, I probably wouldn't. Set through.
Dude.
I'll have to hear that one.
Nesbitt.
Davina. Is that like.
Davina.
Rabsy Nesbitt is the show. Davina is his character.
Oh, Davina.
Oh, what, Davina.
What great ankles you have.
I forget what show it was with. I saw it with Lauren. Cost of, I don't know. He was like, oh no, it was a weird. It was like an old guy talking about. Back in the day, David Tennant was younger than him. I can't remember the name of it now. But it seemed pretty good.
I'll just never forget Davina. Davina. What nice. Ah! Bollocks.
Bollocks.
Just the way he says that. It's the best. The fucking show.
But I want to play Overwatch.
All right, end the show.
End the show.
Time to play Overwatch.
So this weekend, we're going to be up at Harrisburg.
Fucking Harrisburg.
And we're going on behalf of this show.
Mm-hmm.
We should do interviews, but we're not going
to. Press pass.
Like, we had to buy something.
Hmm.
Plug into our phones, record it.
Nah, I just use the phone straight up.
Well, Mandy has my freaking, well, I gave it to her, but the digital sound
the
recorder.
Ghost hunting thing.
Yep. She's not going to find it. It's probably in a box.
Andy.
No, we haven't done
it. I might actually know where it is.
Who's right there?
If you know where it is, we need it.
I use it to test how terrible I sound sometimes.
Sounds like it's going
to
be a gross Ghost Radar kind of night.
Oh, my God. We should do a Ghost Radar segment. We're actually planning on doing segments for like a real show soon.
One of our first segments is going to be reading a chapter of Ask Goblins of Auschwitz. That's going to be like the last segment of the show, like the last 10 minutes.
We're going to do a segment where we read a book.
A whole book?
A whole book.
Can I have one segment?
I just remembered a fucking, did you tell Isabel about the?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, good. All
right. I want one segment where I read one of Bo Burnham's poems from Egghead, a show. Because those poems are so good. Bo Burnham's new stand-up is on Netflix.
That
was added Netflix June 5th. I totally fucking forgot because we were doing.
Is it the show that we watched?
I will watch it again.
I wonder which one he recorded.
He did film ours.
Obviously.
He had to film one of the big ones.
Why would you film Glenside?
Right, because we were there.
Well, yeah, obviously. I love that we got front row seats for that. So we bought our normal tickets and sat in like row fucking 76 or something like that. And he comes out. And he looks at the front two rows, which are empty, and he goes, fucking StubHub. This is people trying to make a buck off my show. Who wants to sit in the front here? Who wants to sit in the front? And we, like, people get up and start running up. Connie grabs me and starts pulling him. And Bo Burnham goes, I want you all to look around. These are the people who think they're entitled in the world.
You know, he probably did that. He probably bought those tickets just
right,
for that segment.
I really hope that he bought the tickets for that joke.
I'd be totally cool with that because that means I got seats for free because Bo Burnham bought us tickets because I'm entitled.
If you're ready for the show, say, hell yeah.
Hell
yeah. If you want to get drunk, say, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
If you want to get high, say, hell yeah.
No.
Woo. Yep, you heard him. Those guys over there, that guy over there, get him out of here.
Such a good show. Bo Burnham puts on an amazing show.
He really does.
I would go see him again. No heartbeat. We got so lucky with those fucking seats.
But we're going to have a segment where Manny's going to talk. Yeah.
What? Why?
We've talked about this. You do, like, you know, there's a recent patch update in Final Fantasy. So next week you're going to have your segment.
Yep.
Giving us the up-to-date information on the Final Fantasy 14 patch.
If I play it enough over Overwatch.
You're going to play it.
Unless she plays Overwatch, we'll have to give her an Overwatch segment.
Don't play Final Fantasy. Play Overwatch.
We can give Mandy an Overwatch segment. I tried to do story yesterday while I was babysitting. Is that completely a novel on Ask Goblins?
I'm not down with Ask Goblins.
Not today. Maybe next week.
I'm just going to let you know that the first chapter, there's goblin fingers that go in kids' butts. Just for roll call. Just for roll call. That's how they roll call. I'm just letting you know.
I'm
going to
throw it out there. That Ask Goblins, according
to read
the front cover page,
just make sure.
Means Nazi.
I mean, that was in the third page.
Just so people aren't offended by the name Ask Goblins of Auschwitz, the Ask Goblins are Nazis.
the last paragraph. Plop, the finger pulls out. The Ask Goblin marks my number on the roll call sheet. He moves on to 1,000, gives him the same treatment. That's the last.
It's an entire book about how Nazis are ass goblins.
Come on.
Fucking ass goblins.
Look at ass goblins. They were totally, look at them. Eyes on his mantis, too. It's really weird. Look at that.
You know what we should do? I have to go find my old Goosepump book.
We should turn this into a movie.
Yes! Heather, I need you to get good at Flash.
Oh, we'll do the whole animated treatment?
With stick figures?
Oh my god, true. You have to cosplay as an ass goblin.
I would love to.
Swear to God.
This is why we don't have friends.
No kids, but
this is why we don't have friends. Oh my God.
No kids, but.
Swear to God. I never forgot what I was going to say.
I still don't want to.
Oh, Goosebumps. You know what we should do? I have like the old Goosebump Choose Your Own Adventure book. We should like do that and tell people to choose.
Oh my God. Good idea.
Where to go next?
I
you
should
do
have
that.
Some Choose Your Own Adventure regular books somewhere.
Yeah, but the Goosebumps ones are so good.
And we have polls.
So good.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy. Oh, hang on, let me just crank one out.
Crank what?
It went there.
I want to start reading a poem.
I mean, I don't want to have blue balls on the air.
Book because they're so appropriate.
Jeffrey doesn't believe this is a real book. Can we like post?
Take
a picture of it and post it in the event so people don't know we're just making this shit up.
I have a picture of my phone somewhere, so I will post that. Because it totally freaking exists. You should start writing a haiku for every show, too. Oh my god, that'd be fun.
Yes! Haiku!
Let's see, going to the event page now.
So you think Mandy's going to stop playing Final Fantasy, start playing Overwatch? And then maybe I can convince her to play WoW?
She pays $15 a month for Final Fantasy.
Stop paying $15 a month for Final Fantasy.
No.
I will buy you Legion. I will buy you every expansion you're missing if you play WoW with us.
I mean, I hooked my PC back. I should play again.
Final Fantasy.
WoW?
It won't let me post
totally
does
should.
Not give no F's. Some of the posts are totally driven. I'm just doing
yeah,
so.
You know what? It's got to happen.
It's got to happen.
Point.
But,
you won't let me switch.
I mean, hopefully within the next few weeks, I bought all this stuff to do a live broadcast, so we'll be also having video for this along with the radio show. So be on Twitch and this at the same time. Maybe I'll dress up in cosplay, but that sounds like hurt. Like a lot of effort. You'll see me rubbing my nipples the entire time during the episode, basically.
I love it. Nipples.
All right, the front page, the cover of the book is posted in the event now. In case you guys want to take a look at the ass goblins. There's a picture of an ass goblin on the page. It's magical.
Jeffrey messaged the chat and said, this is a real book? I need it. I will let you borrow it because I have no idea where you would buy a book like this.
Well, I have to read it first. Or you can
I still have no idea how it got in our fucking mailbox because there's no postage on it.
It's creepy as fuck. I don't know who left it there. I'm a little concerned.
They're coming for you guys.
And the worst part is, I don't know if it's someone who was like, yeah, fuck these people, ass goblins of Auschwitz, or if they were like, I know these people, they have a terrible sense of humor and would love this book.
Dude, right?
I've heard their car rides.
Is it? Are they a fan, or is this an insult? I don't know.
Ivor asked found it on Amazon.
It's free. Oh, Kindle Unlimited.
Oh, I'm opening the app. Oh, my God. So if you guys want to find it, if you can get it for $7.95 on Amazon, paperback.
Dude, thank God, Amazon. Father's Day is June 19th, by the way.
What's that?
Father's Day is June 19th. That's
what matters.
Oh, my God. Hey, Drew. Do you want to know the difference between elephants and Zippos?
Elephants and Zippos?
Yeah.
What's the difference between elephants and Zippos? Besides the fact that one's a mammal and one's a lighter.
One weighs a ton and one's a little lighter.
Ha! You're fucking hilarious.
These are text messages I've been getting for like the last 6 days.
Who the fuck is sending you those text messages? It was hilarious.
I'm going to steal that one.
I love
day.
A good pun. Because I was going to say one's alive and one's not. One's made of skin and one's made of metal. One is full of guts and the other is full of lighter fluid.
And when you're not supposed to talk about. The elephant, never mind, let's talk about it.
Fight Club? Fight Club?
I wonder who this Cameron Pierce guy is and why he wrote Ass Goblins. Like, what inspires someone to write Ass Goblins of Auschwitz? Was he had to be? I wonder how high he was.
I was going to say, someone on, like, a lot of LSD.
Like, how
watching, like, a World War II documentary. I fell asleep and woke up and fucking Labyrinth was on.
How many drugs? How many drugs? Like, did he create the cover art himself, or did he actually find someone?
Here we go. As seen on Comedy Central's At Midnight. It's Monty Python meets Nazi exploitation. It's a real nightmare, as can only be imagined by bizarre author Cameron Pierce. If it has that Monty Python... All right, we have to do it. All right, we're going to do a chapter this show.
Thank you. Well, it'll be like the last thing we do.
And we'll have to do like disclaimers beforehand.
Yeah.
Give no West does not agree.
It's going to be really short, too. It's going to take us, let's see how many chapters are on this fucker. There's 22 chapters.
There's a video clip on my phone of me recording Pat while he texts while driving. And him saying, you really shouldn't film me while I text while driving.
What? I don't remember that.
I remember what we were doing. I remember recording you because you were listening to a song or something. And I'm like, but you say that. You're like, don't record me while I text while I'm driving. I'm like, people aren't going to know.
And
I'm
now,
looking down and everything.
And now the world knows. You announced on the show. So are you going to do one chapter or two chapters?
I'm so happy.
If they're like really 3 pages long, we'll do two chapters.
Some of them are just like 2 pages. Like.
All right, we'll start next week though.
Sweet. So tune in next week to read the first 2 chapters of Ask Goblins of Auschwitz live on the Give No F's Cosplay Variety Show. I can't wait for that. It's my new favorite segment.
All right, so. Yeah, get excited for that.
You're excited? Feel these nipples!
Fucking on point with that one.
All right. So we're gonna do
the end of show. So you hear all the great shows that are on the Totally Driven Network. You should check them out sometime if you have the time.
And vote for the Totally Driven Babe
of the Week.
It's gonna be me.
Whatever, same thing.
It has to be me 1 week.
You're never gonna be totally driven, darling.
Damn it.
Your boobs are not enough.
I need to take new pictures then.
You need bigger tits.
I mean, they're pretty good. Yeah. I should just wear her at French maid outfit.
There you go.
Have we had a show since then? I think we have. All right. So let me do this and then we'll come back.
Are you ready to be totally driven? Totally Driven Entertainment Network has a full lineup of shows dedicated to total entertainment. Starting on Mondays, we have the always relevant and often hilarious Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. That's at 6 p.m. And at 11 p.m., go 8 flights up and get your mind right. Tuesdays at noon, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira covers professional wrestling news, rumors, and one-of-a-kind interviews with professional wrestling performers and insiders. At 8 p.m., join Smith Hart of the legendary Hart family dynasty for the Hart Grapevine as he goes behind the scenes and shares his knowledge of the professional wrestling industry and some truly remarkable special interviews, too. Welcome to Hump Day, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m., the Coco and Wee Wee Show asks the age-old question, who do you love, who do you shove? And at 8 p.m., the Give No F's Cosplay Variety Hour brings you the best in cosplay, comics, video games, and more. Thursday nights at 5 p.m., Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira returns to the airwaves to cover professional wrestling news, results, and more. At 8 p.m., Totally Driven Radio, the show that started it all, brings you the best in topical conversations, celebrity interviews, exclusive musical guests, and so much more. Your Friday night would be incomplete without a trip to Uncle Shawnee's Playground. Join Uncle Shawnee at 8 p.m. and prepare to be offended, but, you know, in a good way. At 10 p.m., don't forget the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, bringing back the golden age of professional wrestling. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., the Mojo Sports Show starts your weekend off with a healthy dose of sports mojo. Get the latest news, scores, results, and more every Saturday morning. At 9 p.m., Totally Driven Radio rocks. Bay Ragney unleashes his inner beast as he takes you on a heavy metal journey and looks at the music he thinks rocks. That brings us to Sunday morning, the perfect time for a big weenie. At 10 a.m., the Big Weenie Castanini Show goes live around the world. And ending the week at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights, join the TV Nation for your weekly dose of the Nerd Herd and talk all things comics, TV, movies, and pop culture. Remember, get driven, stay driven.
Oh my goodness. Oh my damn. Oh my goodness. They're going ham. Oh my goodness. Oh my damn. Oh my goodness. They're going ham. This is how making is supposed to be. The promise, they play so perfectly. The team of it is going ham. Damn, damn, damn. I wish you could do what I'm telling you. You bite the fries, I bite back, my man. Damn, damn, damn. Crispy crunch. Damn. Look at the bacon. Damn. Get yourself that double cheeseburger. Damn, damn, damn. Get a grocery bag. The cheese is open. Damn. Let's do this. Damn, damn, damn. Do you know the difference between a meat burger and a burger that has strength? And a burger that has strength? A weak burger you can chew and start talking. A burger with strength you chew. The meat just absorbs all the meat and all the air possible all in your throat. To the point that if you want to start talking, nothing but is coming out. Words, stimulus brings you thinking, stimulus brings you to me. I love you, you. Oh my damn, I'm thinking it's supposed to be. The promise, they play so perfectly. The team of it is, and go damn, damn, damn. I wish you could tell what I'm smelling. You bite the fries, the fries bite back, my man. Damn, damn, damn. Crispy crunch. Look at the bacon. Damn. Get yourself a double cheeseburger. Damn.
Drew's favorite song right there.
If you guys can tell, that song is about five guys' burgers because they're magical and delicious.
Every song is my favorite song.
Samples rap. So we thank you for listening for this week's show. And we'll be back again next week. We'll talk about Harrisburg, since, you know, press passes and all.
And we'll start our Ask Goblins of Auschwitz at the end of next week's show.
Ask Goblins.
Mandy will have her segment. She'll talk about the Final Fantasy 14 patch. Yeah,
or Overwatch, if she only played Overwatch.
Which, if she has good taste, she will.
But, yeah, if you're in the area, you're looking to go to a con, if you didn't go to Wizard World or Awesome Con, and you want, like, a nicely priced con, Harrisburg Con is a first-time con. And they have some, like, really good, decent guests. Katie Lotz and Katrina Law from Arrow, Spartacus, Legends of Tomorrow.
Looks like it's going to be a good little con.
Got some Power Rangers, like the original Karen Ashley, also St. John.
The local small cons are always better.
Our homies from Central PA Avengers are going to be there. What up? And then,
did you order your t-shirts yet from them?
Nope. I suck.
That ends soon. You should order
one.
Yeah,
I got to order one.
I ordered two. One for me, one for Drew.
Order one for Mandy, too.
Do it up.
Well, I'm sorry. You have to babysit. And then the week after that, we're featured guests at Itzacon. Motherfucker.
Itzacon.
It's a free con, so you have no excuse. You should go.
Oh, and I just saw they posted today that Sarah from The Crow is going to be there.
Yeah, she was at, AmazingCon last year?
Uh-huh.
And Great Philly? But she was at AmazingCon.
She was
at
AmazingCon,
so.
Too.
Yeah, so, yeah, Sarah from The Crow is going to be there. We're going to be there. Lady J is going to be there, I think, right?
Oh, I love when Lady J's at con.
I'm pretty sure she's going to be there. Yeah, she is.
I love seeing
her.
Especially when she has her booth with stuff for sale.
But, like, we're going to be there.
We are gonna be
we're going to have a table. It's going to be weird. That's not speed dating. It's give no F's. And we're,
well,
gonna,
we're just going to sell random
we're going to sell loot crate shit.
And Perler Beads, whatever we have left.
And 20 minutes with Mandy. What?
What?
And then, what else we got? Oh, June 25th. We're looking for cosplayers still. June 25th, Constance and stuff is putting together Holden's Walk.
Holden's Heroes Walk.
It's kind of near
Ventnor City, New Jersey, on the boardwalk. And it's actually, if you're going to be going in cosplay, it's going to be a good photo opportunity, too. I mean, it's right next to the beach. I've
like,
some cool fucking photos right there.
Yeah, Constance reached out and we're basically organizing the she's basically organizing the cosplayers. I didn't even think about that.
It's literally just going to be us three.
Yeah.
I just know it because no one's going to make that journey for us.
Well, I will. I'll sweat to death.
It's going to be us.
We should totally get a hotel room.
That's going to be it.
I thought your mom was going to go. We'll see. Okay.
It depends on her schedule. But it's really going to be only us cosplaying. If you have any questions, check out our Facebook page or message our Facebook page and I'll answer any questions about that. But it should be a neat little charity event.
And July 9th, we're also doing an event for Stomp Out Bowling.
That one's going to be a lot of fun. I need to see what I want to cosplay. I was thinking of getting like a little Supergirl cosplay off of Amazon for the boardwalk event and for that one.
But that'll be at Uncanny Comics at King of Prussia Mall. We're with Real Women of Gaming on that one. It's going to be fun. We have some like really great like raffles too. Two free tickets to New Jersey Party Con, which we're going to be there again. We're hosting the costume contest of that event. And pick, And then our man from Sci-Fi Speed Dating is donating two tickets to any con that Sci-Fi Speed Dating is going to be at. So it's your choice, which is cool. And $50 Barnes & Noble gift card. And then there's two tickets to one of my favorite cons in the local area, RetroCon. That's up for a raffle. And then they got back to Real Women of Gaming.
Oh, nice.
And then,
motherfucker.
And, you know, the other people from New Jersey Party Con are donating Mike and Shell, who write, what is it? Epoch or Ascension?
You had it right.
Ascension Epoch. Or,
that.
They're donating some books, too. I like their whole thing with the whole superheroes. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So that,
I have their books. I still want to read. I still haven't had time to read them yet. But
we got two.
They're upstairs right now with my jaws.
I'm a big reader, so I'll mention how they are.
And Yeah, so that's going to be a fun event. Live band, comedian, us.
Right.
You know.
That's New Year's.
I'm talking about the July 9th.
Oh, okay. I was thinking just
New Year's. New Year's Day you should go to, because it's New Year's and us.
Just last year, Cannonballs went off at midnight. It was pretty good.
The best part was the pirate's daughter.
I think I'm
sad.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I heard.
All right,
go. Real quiet.
You're so subtle.
So subtle.
Drew, number one at being subtle.
Quiet. I wasn't being subtle at all.
Oh, quiet, my bad.
I'm trying to be quiet.
My bad, bitch. All right, so we're ending this shit right now?
You're ending this shit right now. I sent you an epoxy. You might just, like, press about it. Sweet.
Good. So we will be back next week. We'll talk about Harrisburg and whatever other jazz we have going on. And we'll talk a little bit more about how we're going to Itzacon as well.
And I might stream Overwatch in a few. Anyone wants to watch? Yeah. Sweet, do it.
Please do not include party chat because I say terrible things.
I won't. I think you should because that makes it better.
Well, hang on. Is Melissa going to be there?
If Drew's playing, I don't want him screaming.
No, we're listening to TV Talk.
Yeah, like, I'm not that bad.
Drew's, you were pretty bad that one time.
Drew gets really bad.
No,
you
I know. I was yelling and I was loud, but like, I don't say anything bad.
No, but I was going to go deaf.
He's not playing tonight. We're going to be listening to Creepy Pastas.
Lame.
We're going to listen to Creepy Pastas.
But Connie,
they posted a new creepypasta.
Overwatch.
Creepypasta.
You need to try it.
I will. I will tomorrow after work, probably.
Promise.
Drug addict. You guys need your fix. You can play.
Overwatch.
You can play for like 15 minutes while I'm showering.
I'm down. I'm gonna buy it and install it tonight on my PS4.
Okay.
So wait, tomorrow if Connie wants to play, we can both play.
Sounds good. But I wanna listen to the new creepypasta. Huh.
Someone took a picture of Ashara at Wizardworld.
A lot of people took a picture for Wizardworld. She was, I saw her Catwoman and
Ashara,
her.
Was that Wizardworld?
Yeah.
Oh, her Akora was really good.
I'm just saying, I went from not believing she was real to she went to like two different cons.
Yeah, right.
And the film
were really good.
And that one chick that we know is a decent Cortana, I heard.
Of course, you would go to Wizardworld the year I'm not there.
Right?
Fucking jerk.
All right, thanks for everyone for listening, and we'll see you next week.
It's the Give No S Variety Show.
Ask Goblins.
Ask Goblins.